Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today we're getting straight into a really critical piece of policy, the Western Cape's Youth Development Strategy from back in 2013.
That's right.
And the stakes here were, and still are, just enormous. Their goal was to make sure that by age 25, young people are educated, healthy, and productive citizens in what they called an open opportunity society for all.
Okay, let's unpack this, because what's really interesting here is how they defined their audience. They didn't just look at the youth phase, you know, 15 to 24.
No, they were younger.
Exactly. They looked at the pre-youth phase, so ages 10 to 14. They saw that early window as the strategic entry point. It's about getting in there before those high-risk behaviors really take hold.
And the source material makes it really clear why this was so urgent. It says the life chances of so many young people were being, and this is their word, blighted.
It's a strong word, but it fits the data. I mean, let's just look at the numbers for a second. Overall unemployment in the Western Cape was around 25%.
Which is already high.
It is. But for youth under 25, that number was a staggering 48%. Nearly one in two.
48%. And then you have the NEETs category.
Right. Those not in education, employment, or training. That was about 32% of kids aged 15 to 24. So basically a third of them were just disconnected.
And the social context around them was just compounding all of that risk, wasn't it?
Absolutely. The health profile alone was a huge concern. You had 44% of grade 10s who were sexually active. Nearly 28% were regular smokers. Over 22% were daily drinkers.
And the family environment?
Well, that's where it gets even more concerning. Over a quarter of school kids lived in a home where their caregiver had been in jail. And almost 15% lived where someone was in a gang. So before you can even talk about jobs, you have to stabilize the person.
And you layer the education crisis on top of all that. The fact that 48% of kids who start grade one just don't finish matric. And you see this perfect storm.
A system failure, really.
Which is why their answer had to be this whole society approach.
Sure.
That's the core insight. The problem wasn't just a lack of jobs. It was a failure across the whole system. That's what led them to build the entire strategy on five pillars.
So these five pillars, how are they designed to tackle a problem that big? I mean, where do you even start?
You start at home. Pillar one is family foundations, you know, focusing on parenting skills, support networks. Then pillar two is education and training, making sure kids are actually literate, numerate, and prepared for work.
Okay, which brings us to the big one. Pillar three, economic opportunity. With unemployment that high, a goal like 200,000 subsidized work opportunities. I mean, that sounds incredibly ambitious.
It was aggressive, for sure. But it shows they understood the sheer scale of what was needed to connect these kids to the labor market. But it wasn't just about jobs. Pillar four, identity and belonging, was just as critical.
Giving them alternatives to things like gang involvement.
Exactly. Providing positive peer networks, a sense of purpose.
And for those who had already fallen through the cracks, the NEETs you mentioned?
That's the final one. Pillar five. Reconnection opportunities. It was all about creating pathways back for those disillusioned or disconnected youth. And to make it all real, they planned six big flagship projects, things like youth cafes and first job internships in the highest need areas.
So at the end of the day, their definition of success was seeing a 25-year-old who was inspired, educated, independent, a productive citizen.
That was the vision, a really comprehensive one.
So what does this all mean? We mentioned at the start that the labor force is projected to more than double by 2040. That means needing over 2 million new jobs. It really raises an important question for you to think about. Just how critical is this focus on connecting low-skilled youth to the economy right now to prevent an even bigger social risk down the line?